The Grow Your Mind podcast recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first people of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies here on Darwal Country, where we listen, learn and play. And from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders of the past, present and emerging, and we share our friendship and kindness.
Welcome to a Grow Your Mind bite-sized episode about the power of words.
Hey, I was thinking.
Oh dear.
No, seriously, I was thinking. Do you reckon there are too many theme days in the year? Like, did you know there's a World Cupcake Day, a World Walk to Work Day? There's also World Pasta Day, and today's International Non-Binary Peoples Day.
Oh, I like that last one.
Really? You don't think we're taking things a bit far? Next there'll be an International Don't Step on Ants Day.
I don't know about the International Don't Step on Ants Day, but actually, I have a friend who identifies differently to the sex they were born with.
That just means they're gay, doesn't it?
No, my friend explained to me that gender identity is different from sexual or romantic orientation. My friend's non-binary, but no one ever knows what that means. So I think it's awesome that there's an International Non-Binary People's Day.
But what does it mean?
Well, I'm no expert, but my friend says being non-binary means they don't identify as a boy or a girl. And they have a friend who is gender fluid, which I think means that their gender identity changes a bit.
But why do they need an international day for it?
Maybe it's because we tend to all focus on being a boy or being a girl. Perhaps if you didn't feel like either of those things, it would be a bit lonely or isolating. Like, which bathroom would you use? Or which team would you join if the teacher had split your class into boys and girls? There must be loads of times you'd feel invisible.
I don't know. Why does it all really matter? I think the world's too uptight. The other day I said my mate was being so autistic and everyone got all angry and said I was being disrespectful. I don't get it. It's just a word.
I think words have a lot of power. Think about racism. Words can hurt and injure people. And when you said your mate was being autistic, was it because they were doing something awesome?
Not at all. He was being really annoying.
So, if you were autistic, how would that make you feel?
But aren't we all on the spectrum?
Again, no. It's called a spectrum because every autistic person's on it, not because everyone's on it.
I just feel like I always say the wrong thing. My friend, who's in a wheelchair, told me to stop saying they're disabled, but to just say they're a wheelchair user. It feels like these words change all the time.
Yeah, but I think that's okay. I think we should be flexible and curious. You know it's okay to get things wrong, and then own it. We need to keep trying. The fact is, words do have power. They can lift or squash a person. This podcast is all about taking care of your mental health. So if we use words that are harmful to others, that could impact other people's chances of good mental health, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I get it. So it's the message that words matter, we will get them wrong, but to keep trying, and world theme days are actually pretty cool?
I reckon you got it. Let's put it out to our listeners. What do you think about this idea? Sticks and stones can break your bones, but names can also hurt you. Are words really that powerful? And why?
Thanks for listening. You can find heaps more of our episodes wherever you listen to good podcasts. And don't forget to go to growyourmind.life to download the free colouring in sheets that go with each episode. And keep listening, we've got more episodes coming soon.